自由是生活里头一项很宝贵很重要的内容。
Freedom is a very precious thing in life.
但是人常常会滥用自由。
But as human beings, we often abuse our freedom.
那为什么会滥用自由呢？
Why is it that people abuse their freedom?
常常是因为不晓得为什么我们为什么拥有这个自由。
It is because we do not truly understand why we possess freedom.
那我们一个基督徒，我们不要滥用自由。
And as Christians, we should not abuse our freedom.
所以我们要知道这个是什么使我们自由。
So therefore, it's even more important for us to understand why we are free.
我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 32.
三十二节，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
这里说自由，让我们得以自由。
Here it says that truth will set us free.
这本圣经就代表着真理。
The Bible represents truth.
这个真理让我们得以自由。
And the truth will set us free.
真的圣经所到的地方常常带给那个地方有自由。
It is true that the Bible often brings with it freedom to wherever it goes.
一个自由的国家，自由的社会的建立也常常跟这本圣经有关系。
And the building of a free country often has the Bible as its foundation.
我们再看约翰福音八章三十六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 8 verse 36.
所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
这里说主耶稣让我们得以自由。
It says here that the Lord Jesus Christ has set us free.
所以主耶稣也宣称他就是真理。
He sets us free and he proclaims that he is the truth.
所以这个真理跟主耶稣是有绝对的关系。
And so the truthhas a very close relationship with the Lord Jesus.
那圣经里头也记载着很多主耶稣的教训。
And within the Bible, there are many recordings regarding the truth of the Lord Jesus' teachings.
好，再请看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书三章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
十七节，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
再来，这里告诉我们，圣灵让我们得自由。
Here it tells us that the Holy Spirit sets us free.
所以圣灵也被称为是真理的圣灵。
And it is why also the Spirit is also the Spirit of truth.
那我们也都知道在圣经里头所谈的这个自由呢，很重要的有两个层面。
When we talk about freedom, there are two levels.
第一个就是让我们这个脱离这个罪，不再受罪的捆绑。
The first is freedom from sin.
那再来，既然脱离罪的捆绑，就也不再受死的辖制。
And the second is freedom from death.
但今天晚上我们要来强调的是，那其实在生活的层面，我们也能够拥有一个自由的生活。
On a different level, in our physical life, we can also have freedom.
因为信仰跟生活它是不能够分开的。
Because our faith and our life go hand in hand.
我们的信仰会在我们的生活里头。
Our faith pervades our life.
那我们的生活里头也会有信仰。
And within our life, we have a component of faith.
所以如果说我们在耶稣基督里头是自由的。
So if we're free in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么我们也必须要拥有一个自由的生活。
We also need to have a free physical life.
那我们来看看。那什么是自由的生活？
What does it mean to have a free life?
那我们来看看，在主耶稣基督里头，我们是不是真的来拥有这样子的自由？
Let's also study whether in truth we have this freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个地上生活，生命是很重要的。
Our life on earth is very important.
所以很多的人是很在意这个他的生命。
And many people care a lot about their lives.
所以主耶稣说到人的忧虑里头呢，有一个重要的项目就是为生命而忧虑。
And of the worries that the Lord Jesus talked about, there is the worry of life.
那正常来讲啊，人是没有办法决定人的生死，人的生命。
And it is a fact that people cannot determine the time of their death.
人之所以看重生命啊，就是想尽办法要延长生命。
The reason why they see it is with such importance is that they are unable to extend their life.
但是圣经告诉我们的事实是，人没有办法去决定生命的长短。
But the Bible teaches us that as people we cannot control the length of our life.
所以很多人就为这个生命在忧虑，成为不自由。
And for this reason, many people worry about the length of their life, and because of that, they do not have freedom.
所以生活当中做很多事情就是为了这个生命。
And in their lifetime, they do many things to improve their life.
那我们一个基督徒，我们也是爱惜我们的生命。
As Christians, we also should preserve our life.
因为这个是神所赐给我们的。
Because our life has been given by God.
所以今天有很多健康的尝试我们也是要好好的去学习，去应用。
So if there are information about how to maintain our body, we should also apply them.
但是我们不要去为这个生命来忧虑。
But we should not spend, we should not worry about our lives.
我们没有办法决定我们生命的长短。
Because we do not have the power to determine how long we will live.
但是在生命这件事情上面，我们有一个自由。
And so in terms of life, we have this freedom.
就是我们能够去丰富我们的生命。
We know we can enrich our lives.
那在主耶稣的恩惠里头，我们能够让我们的生命它能够更有价值。
And we can make our life worth more by the grace of God.
我们能够很自由的去丰富我们的生活的内容。
And we can very freely enrich the content of our life.
那在生活当中，什么是最有价值的？
And in our lives, what is the most important component or part?
很多时候讲到最后呢，就是爱。
And the conclusion is love.
一个人生命的丰富，常常彰显在他的生命里头充满着爱。
Love is often the thing by which we can judge whether a person has a very enriched life or not.
我们请看箴言第三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言三章二十七节。
Proverbs 3 verse 27.
二十七节，你手若有行善的力量，不可推辞，就当向那应得的人施行。
Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act.
行善爱心是常常被提起，常常被挂在嘴巴里头。
We often say that we should do good deeds and help others.
但是问题是，有没有真的去行出来
？But do we actually do help others and love others in our deeds.
很多的时候，人是没有那个自由去行善。
A lot of the times, we may feel that we do not have the freedom to love others.
那在主耶稣基督里头呢，我们有这个自由去行善。
But in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the freedom to do good.
让我们的生命更有价值，更丰富。
So that our lives can be enriched and can be more valuable.
我们一定会发现，那个生命真正的价值常常是在将主耶稣彰显出来。
If we do this, we'll find that the our life's worth will depend on whether we have manifested the grace of God.
就好像说，你一个人在你的这个家庭里头， 很多时候你的价值就在于说你荣耀你这个家族。
For example, we are all members of a family, and our worth in our family often is dependent upon whether we give our family a good name.
在你想到你的家族里头，特别你会去想起的人，就是那个带给整个家庭、整个家族荣耀的那个人。
So of your family members, the ones that you can think of often is the one that brings good name to your family.
那在主耶稣的眼中，我们的生命怎样算是有价值？
How can we determine what our worth in the eyes of Jesus?
当我们谈到生命的价值的时候，我们更是要想到神怎么来看。
And when we consider the value of our life, we should think about how the Lord Jesus would view our life.
那主耶稣他提到人怎样来认识我们是他的门徒。
The Lord Jesus often preached about how we can bring others to become disciples of him.
别人怎么知道我们是主耶稣的门徒？
How we can let others know that we are disciples of Jesus.
主耶稣说，你们如果能够彼此相爱，人就会认出你们是我的门徒。
The Lord Jesus said that if you love one another, others will recognize that you are my disciples.
所以我们不能够决定我们生命的长短，但是我们有那个自由去让生命更有价值。
So even though we do not have the power to determine the length of our life, we can do what we can to increase the value of our life.
那为什么这个将爱行出来常常是那么的困难？
Why is it difficult for us to act out love?
我们在做一件事情，我们总是会有一个期望，它会有什么结果，会有什么回报。
The reason is that whenever we do something good to others, we expect something good in return.
那常常这个爱的实行啊，那个回报率常常是很，眼前来看，常常是很低的。
So when we try and do that, sometimes we find that the return of our love is not very great.
这就是为什么行善常常会让人觉得很挫折，很灰心。
That is why people often become disappointed when they try to show love to others.
但是我们应该有那个自由去行善。
But we should have this freedom to love others.
不管那回报是多么的低。
No matter what kind of treatment we get in return.
那我有那个力量，我应该去做，我就自由的去做。
And as long as we have the strength to do good, we should feel free to do so.
那保罗他说，我们是一定会看到结果的。
Paul said that we will surely see the result of our labor.
我们之所以不能够看到结果，是因为我们只专注于眼前。
The reason why we often do not see the results of our labor is that we focus on what is immediately in front of us.
那这是人的一个软弱，这也是人的一个不自由。
This is a human weakness, and it is also the reason why men are not free.
我们一个基督徒，如果我们是自由的，我们应该有比较长远的眼光。
If we are indeed freed Christians, we should have a longer vision, a greater vision.
这个我常常听黄传道，他每到厄文那边。他就说，哇，你们这边真凉爽。
I often heard this from Pastor Huang. Whenever he went to Irvine, he would comment that it is so cool around here.
那我今天来到这里真的是有这样的感觉。
So when I arrived at Canoga Park Church, I had the same feeling.
那个车上那个温度计在南边还是不到80度。
So I turned the thermometer in my car, the thermostat in my car to less than 80 degrees.
到了这里是90度。
Once I reach here, the thermometer reads 90 degrees.
我们如果有特别的活动，我们一定会期望有一个怎样的天气。
Whenever we hold an activity, we would hope for a good weather.
但是事实上我们知道我们没有办法左右这个天气。
But we also know that we cannot determine what weather we get.
如果能左右的话，通常只有一个时间，一件事情可以左右，
If we can determine something, there's only one thing we can determine in our life.
就是天，有关天气。
Something to determine about the weather.
就是我们要洗礼的时候。
It is during the time of baptism.
常常啊，要洗礼的时候，哇，看天气不好，啊，大家因为要受洗的人都是粗信的啊，那所以特别为这个天气呀，啊，求神怜悯。
A lot of the times, if it's overcast around the time of baptism, we would pray for good weather because the newly baptized members are very young in faith.
那很多的见证就说，这个啊，为了这个洗礼呀，啊，真的主耶稣在洗礼的那一段时间改变了天气。
Many people have testified that around the time of baptism, the Lord Jesus showed special mercy and made the weather better.
那我们不能左右天气，但是我们有一个自由，就是我们能够调整我们的心情。
Even though we cannot control the weather, but we have control over our reaction to the weather.
其实气候有时候会影响人的这个心情。
We all know that the weather can affect our mood.
比如说我过去曾经住过旧金山那一带。
For example, I used to live in the Bay Area.
那个旧金山常常是阴天。
And the area is often overcast.
曾经有一个太太啊，她吵着她先生要搬到圣何西啊，她说在这里啊，在旧金山啊，我的心情就跟天气一样，常常是阴沉沉的。
I once heard of a sister who complained to her husband, requesting that she wanted to move to San Jose because her mood would fluctuate with the weather, and she couldn't take it anymore.
但是在主耶稣的恩惠里头啊，其实我们有那个自由去改变我们的心情。
But under the grace of Jesus, we have the power to change our mood.
那这是生活当中的一项自由。
And this is a type of freedom we can have in life.
箴言告诉我们说，我们一生的果效是由这个心而发出。
The proverb tells us that the things of life is issuing from our heart.
那所以这个心要能，我们的心情要能够是让我们自由的来调整它，来改变它。
And so we have this freedom to control our mood.
那为什么我们能够改变我们的心情？
Why is it that we have control over our mood?
因为在圣灵的帮助之下，我们常常能够安静的下来。
It is because we have the help of the Holy Spirit so that we can quiet our hearts.
请看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 14.
箴言十四章三十节。
Proverbs 14 verse 30.
三十节，心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
通常住宅区都是非常的安静。
It is it's often very quiet in a residential area.
但是事实上住在安静的住宅区不等于我们有一个安静的心。
But living in a quiet neighborhood doesn't mean that we will for sure possess a quiet heart.
其实很多人住在很安静的地方，但是他的心并不安静。
Many people live in very quiet neighborhoods, but their heart is still not quiet.
所以他没有拥有，他不能拥有自由。
And they are unable to enjoy freedom.
那我们一个基督徒啊，靠着主耶稣的怜悯，我们常常能够安静下来。
But under the mercy of God, as Christians, we have the power to quiet our hearts.
在这种忙乱喧嚷的这个繁杂当中，我们能够安静的下来。
Even in a very busy society and under in a very busy life, we are still able to quiet our hearts.
那当能够安静下来，我们就能够改变我们的心情。
Once we're able to quiet our hearts, then we can change our mood.
那照着箴言所说的，那个果效就从我们的心来发出来。
And according to what Proverbs says, the result of our mood then will spring out from our heart.
好的心情能够让我们有一个更强的信心。
Having good emotion will allow us to have stronger faith.
信心带来力量。
and faith brings strength.
一个安静的心让我们容易感谢。
A quiet heart leads us to have a heart of thanks.
如果我们的心情常常是那种感谢的心情，
If we have a heart of thanks all the time,
那么常常能够让我们来突破人生的一些困境。
We are more able to overcome life's difficult situations.
安静让我们能够拥有一个活泼的盼望的心。
If we are able to quiet our heart, it is easier for us to have a living hope.
而真正的盼望带来生活当中的忍耐。
And true hope leads us to have endurance in our life.
那忍耐能够让我们真的来完成很多的事情。
And patience allows us to accomplish many things.
好的心情让我们真的能够去将爱心行出来。
If we are in a good mood, it is easier for us to act out loving deeds.
好的心情常常容易让我们心中充满着爱。
A good mood will allow us to have love in our hearts.
那爱是生活当中一个重要的动力。
And love is a prime mover in our life.
所以一个基督徒要有这种改变心情的这种自由。
And so as Christians, we should have this freedom to freely change our mood.
现代的这个人生活很富裕。
People nowadays live in a very abundant society.
在富裕的生活里头就会有那个时间跟钱来注意很多事情。
Once you're more affluent, you have the time and the money to do many things.
比如说现代的人很注意自己的脸，自己的容貌。
For example, people nowadays care a lot about their appearance.
记这个统计数字因为人的注意这个容貌每一年花了很大很大很大笔的钱。
And according to statistics, we know that people spend millions of dollars on cosmetics.
那事实上呢，人是没有办法去改变那个容貌。
But we know that as people, we cannot change the way we look.
但是很多人就是这么的在意自己的容貌。
But many people care about their appearance.
这也就成为生活当中的一个不自由。
And for them, it becomes the lack of freedom.
Oh, 一个基督徒他的自由在哪里呢？虽然不能够改变容貌，但是他能够自由的来展现笑容。
Why is a Christian free then? A Christian cannot change his appearance, but he is able to smile in spite of that.
请看箴言十七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 17.
箴言十七章二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十二节，喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
通常我在讲台上不太会有笑容。
When I'm on the pulpit, I often do not smile.
其实是因为我常常会紧张。
It is because I'm often very nervous.
那其实在台下我应该是蛮有笑容的。
So when I'm off the stage, I often carry a smile.
那我人长得不是属于英俊型的。
And I do not believe that I am the handsome type.
但是我有一个自由，我不用去要想办法去改变我的容貌，但是呢，我能够常常用笑脸来对人。
But I know that I can, even though I cannot change my appearance, I can use a smile to greet others.
因为这个圣灵也叫做喜乐的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is also a cheerful spirit.
所以我们有一个自由，就是常常心中充满喜乐，脸上挂着笑容。
So we have this freedom to be filled with the joy of the Spirit and have a smile on our face.
所以我们一个基督徒，我们是自由的，我们要信主信得有喜乐，有笑容。
And so as Christians, we are free. We need to believe in God in a way that we have smiles and we have joy.
在人的团体里头，人总是想要当第一。
In a group of people, people often try to be number one.
那如果只有一个人想要当第一，那也就不会有什么大问题。
If only one out of the group wants to be number one, there's no problem.
那常常在团体里头呢，总是不止一个人想要当第一。
But in a group setting, there are often multiple people who want to be number one.
人有一个倾向就是要啊，因为当第一啊，可以控制别人，所以人的倾向就是要去控制别人。
Because being number one gives that person the power to control others, and so people try and want to be number one.
那其实这也是很多人的不自由。
And this is also a cause for many people to lose their freedom.
在团体里头，他就是想办法的想要来去，来掌控整个团体，来控制别人。
Because whenever they're in a group, they try to control others and try to be number one.
那这种人不但不快乐，而且他是不自由的。
This type of people will are not happy and they will not enjoy freedom.
那一个我们一个基督徒啊，我们知道，就是说我们不需要去控制别人。
As Christians, we know that we do not need to control others.
但是我们有一个自由，我们可以管制自己。
But we have this freedom to control ourselves.
我们请看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章二十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27。
二十七节，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
这个保罗他是一个很有恩赐、很有权柄的使徒。
Paul was a very gifted worker or apostle that was full of authority.
但是在这个团体当中啊，他知道神要他不是去当领导，而是当仆人。
But he knew that God did not intend to send him as a leader, but as a servant.
所以他不是要去控制别人，他是要去爱别人，要去帮助别人。
So he was not sent to control others, but to love them.
他而且他有一个自由，就是来管制自己、管理自己、约束自己。
At the same time, he had the freedom to control himself.
所以在外在上来看，这个保罗他好像失去了很多自由。
So on the surface, it seems as if Paul had lost his freedom.
因为他很努力的传福音。
Because he strove very hard to preach the gospel.
那有很多人是反对。这个主耶稣反对这个福音的。
And many people resisted Christ and resisted the gospel.
所以保罗常常会遇到困难，会遇到危险。
And so wherever Paul went, he encountered persecution.
一个人生活当中如果有这些逼迫的话，那就好像是失去了很多的自由。
Since he had many persecutions, it's as if he had lost freedom.
但是在这样的生活里头保罗他却活得非常的丰盛，活得非常的喜乐。
Yet we see that Paul lived a very full life, and he lived a life of joy.
所以他说，我再说，你们要喜乐。
And so that's why he said, I say to you, rejoice.
为什么呢？因为他有那个自由来要求自己、约束自己。
It is because he had the control to.He had the power to control himself and was able to rejoice.
所以神给他的恩惠很大，但是他也很努力的将神的道理行出来。
That is why even though God gave him much gift and grace, he was able to act out what he preached.
他对得起神。
He was worthy of God's grace.
这个心中就自然是一个很大的、很大的平安。
And therefore, he had a great peace in his heart.
当一个人对我们很好，我们对不起他的时候，我想我们的心不会平安的。
When someone treats us very well and we do not do anything in return, we often feel guilty.
那这个保罗他有那个自由来要求自己。
And Paul had this freedom and he was able to control himself.
所以他所想的、他所说的、他所做的都对得起主耶稣。
whatever he thought, whatever he said, whatever he did it in a way that was worthy of Christ.
哦，所以他是一个最平安、最喜乐的人。
So that is why he was the most peaceful and most joyful person.
哦，所以当然他也是一个有充分在生活当中，他是有充分的自由。
That is also why he enjoyed full freedom in his life.
有一个行业啊。自古以来啊，它都一直存在。
There is a type of profession that has existed from the very beginning of time.
哦，就是为人来算你的将来、你的明天。
That is the profession of fortune telling.
哦，为什么人很想要知道明天
？Why is it that people want to know about their future？
因为人常常觉得，我如果知道明天，我就能够改变明天。
Because people often think that if I know my future, then I can change my future.
但是事实上，我们知道人是没有办法改变明天的。
But we know that people cannot change their future.
那种总是很想要知道明天的，也就变成了一个不自由的人。
And those people who really want to know about their future become, slaves to their future.
常常为了明天而来忧虑。
They often worry about their tomorrow.
那因为太想要知道明天、改变明天，反而被很多的迷信把它捆绑。
Because they wish so much to know about their future, they become superstitious.
那基督徒拥有自由。
As Christians, we enjoy freedom.
我们不需要去预知明天。
We do not need to know our future.
我们可以很自由的、好好的把握现在。
We can very freely capture the time.
请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章十五节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15.
十五节，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise.
我们都想要当智慧人。
We all want to be wise.
那什么是智慧人呢
？What does it mean to be a wise person?
十六节，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Verse 16 it says, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
一个智慧的人，他会爱惜光阴。
A wise person will treasure their time.
他会自由的来把握现在，来为现在来努力。
He will grasp the day and strive to do, do things now.
我们常常说，今天是一个邪恶的时代。
We often say that the present days are evil.
事实上，我们的生活都很单纯。
But actually, our lives are quite simple.
我们跟社会上所说的所谓的那些邪恶赌博啦、吸毒啦、淫乱啦，我们其实都跟那些没有关系。
And we know that we have no part with those who use drugs or gamble.
今天对我们来讲，什么是邪恶呢
？Today, what is evil to us?
这个上半句话说要爱惜，要珍惜这个时间。
The first half of the verse tells us that we should capture every opportunity.
那个。浪费时间的就是邪恶，就是邪恶的事情。
So it means that it is evil to waste time.
今天我们没有去做一些坏事啊，但是我们今天常常很多的时候其实浪费很多时间。
Even though we do not do evil things according to society standard, but we often waste time.
所以我们要想想看，我们是不是真的自由呢
？So let us consider and think whether we are truly free.
我们是拥有东西事情，还是东西事情来拥有我们
？Do we own our time or matters, or do they own us?
我们常常被事情占有我们。
We often let other events.Control our life.
我们不是把时间、生命奉献给神，我们是把时间、生命奉献给某些事情。
Perhaps we have not devoted our time and life to God, but rather we devote our time and life to other matters.
哦，这就挽回了主耶稣，让我们得以自由。
And so, it is a shame because God has granted us freedom.
我们总是在很多事情上面都很努力。
We are very hardworking in many things.
那目的就是我们要得胜，我们要成功。
In order that we become successful.
其实这个是很正面的，是很积极的，是很好的。
It's a very proactive way of thinking. It's very positive.
但是一个人呢，他不可能每件事情都胜利都成功。
But as human beings, it's impossible for us to be good at everything.
但是今天很多的好人呢，他就是要每一件事情都成功，都得胜。
But there are many good people nowadays wish to be number one in everything.
所以有很多不自由的好人。
And so that's why there are many people who are good, but they lack freedom.
要努力的得胜成功，这个当然是是好的，是好人。
We know that these people are good because they strive to be number one and try to be successful.
但是就成为了要成为得胜的这个不自由，被这种不自由来辖制住。
But at the same time, they're controlled by their wish to become number one and to become successful.
真的有很多好人啊，他这个对德跟失啊，他是看得很重。
And it is true, there are many good people that consider it very important for them to win.
所以在他生活里头，很少有快乐。
And that is why in their life, they lack happiness or joy.
他已经有很多事情成功了，但是他还不快乐。
Even though they are already successful in many things in life, they are still not happy.
因为还有好几件事情他觉得还不够好。
It is because there are still other matters that they consider that they are not successful enough.
我们一个基督徒，我们的自由在哪里？
So as Christians, where does our freedom lie?
我们不一定样样都能够胜利，但是我们能够每件事情都尽力去做。
The freedom lies in that even though we cannot be successful in everything, but we do everything to the best of our ability.
所以其实主耶稣在看我们每一个人啊，他不是看我们人所谓的你多有成就，你多成功。
And so, people often judge us according to how much we have achieved, but that is not how God looks at us.
主耶稣所看的是我们是不是尽了本分，尽了力量。
But what the Lord Jesus sees is whether we have tried our very best.
所以我们每一件事情，我们都尽我们神所给我们的这个生命跟恩赐，我们好好的去做。
And so in every matter, we should try our very best to do according to our ability and time.
那我们没有那些不必要的比较。
And so in this way, we do not need to compare ourselves with others unnecessarily.
我们只是很自由的，尽我的力量，尽我能够做的最好的，把它做出来。
And in this way, we can enjoy the freedom to freely do our very best in the things that the Lord Jesus wants.
那这种生活真的是很轻松的，真的是很自由的。
And this type of life is truly free, and it's very free of worries and burden.
仔细的去想，生活当中应该还有很多项目，我们可以去分别一下自由跟不自由。
And so in our life, we can take each item and think about whether we are free in this matter or not.
如果怎样才是自由的，我们真的可以去拥有它。
If the way we approach it gives us freedom, then we can freely own it.
因为是主耶稣让我们得以自由。
It is because the Lord Jesus himself sets us free.
因为圣灵要让我们得以自由。
Because the Holy Spirit lets us enjoy freedom.
所以我们不要再让自己生活着，得着自由的恩典，但是却生活在不自由里头。
And so in this way, we will not make the mistake of not having freedom, even though we have already received freedom from Christ.
我们唱诗89首。
Let's sing hymn 89.